Welcome to Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship, where every day we're hearing from a healthcare professional at the frontline of the COVID-19 crisis. We've heard from a number of people over the last 3 weeks, and there are many more to come. And today we're doing something a little bit different. We're hearing stories all the time of how teams are getting together and being encouraged to work together, having a lot of fun together, debriefing and so on. So I thought I'd share with you just a few very brief stories from CMF members who are on the frontline about how they're working as teams at this time. I hope you enjoy this.
Hello, my name is Esther and I work as a staff nurse in Southampton. At this time, I think my work teams have been coming together in a new way to encourage one another. WhatsApp groups have been really active, which has been mostly a positive thing, although sometimes I found that anxiety among staff can spiral. But at the same time, it's a real platform where people have been encouraging one another and sharing information and sharing positivity. But one of the more encouraging things that I've seen is that one of my work teams have been doing Zoom calls at the weekend. So on Sundays, our manager says, whoever's not working, whoever's free, join a Zoom call. And he allows about an hour and a half for people from their homes to just share how we're doing and ask questions. And that's been really encouraging and feel like we've grown closer. So that's been great.
Hello, my name is Jemima and I'm a community and labour ward midwife from South London. Working in maternity services already has its stresses, but even more so now during this COVID-19 pandemic. Because of how this disease spreads and how quickly it spreads, there is almost a constant fear and uncertainty from both colleagues and our patients. So ways in which we strengthen each other as a team is to work safely and within the guidance that's been given. So basically working in wisdom. Secondly, just being open with one another and expressing our concerns and our worries to one another so that we can support each other. And also whenever we get a moment, we might break out in song or a dance to help relieve our stress and have a bit of a laugh. I really think it's important to still find joy in the moments that we can. I'm encouraged also by scripture. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds to do with all your might. I've always tried to live by this, but I can see a different light shed on it now during these difficult times. And also Psalm 46 says, our God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This is reassuring because it means that even in these difficult times that we are not alone.
Hi, my name's Graham and I'm a PEDS trainee in the Southwest, currently working in a small DGH. We didn't really have any Christian meeting of any kind in our hospital, and I didn't really know who any of the other Christians working here were before this all kicked off. And amazingly, I discovered that a couple of SHOs on our team were Christians. And so we started a WhatsApp and they invited a few of their friends to join the WhatsApp from other parts of the hospital, and we now have a weekly meeting to pray together. It's only for 20 minutes or so before work, when as many of us are on shift as possible, and it's been a real blessing to know that we're praying for our patients and for the world. I think as a paediatrician, one of the things I'm most concerned about for our patients is our vulnerable patients in difficult social situations, and the risks of being in lockdown. And it's been such an encouragement to know that other members of the team are praying with me for them as they have to live through what will be a really difficult time for them.
So my name's Richard. I work as a nurse in Kent. I normally am in a quality improvement group, but I've moved back into intensive care nursing due to the current needs. Last time I did it was 10 years ago, and it's been a big challenge. In terms of teamwork, I'm now not working with my normal team. I'm working with a huge team from different backgrounds who have all come back into ITU nursing, as well as the normal nurses and doctors. And although it feels like we don't have a team, because everyone's behind masks and it's hard to know who's who. There's almost, in some senses, there's never been a greater sense of teamwork as everyone comes together for the same purpose and with the same challenges, the same workload. The other thing I've noticed about what this current situation has brought about has been the teamwork through my church has changed a lot. There's more communication than ever before, even though we're not meeting together. And the daily devotionals that we get from church and a part of the prayer groups that have sprung up to support, well, people who work in, say, for example, my hospital, we've got a WhatsApp group going. It's been really encouraging, and something which God spoke to me recently, which then popped up the next day in our daily devotionals, was a verse in Esther 4, verse 13, which says, "And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?" And I just find this phrase very encouraging, because we've got an opportunity in our place of work to be there for such a time as this, to be a light in a dark place. And we need that encouragement so much ourselves to know that we have a team around us, a team of people who not only are professionals, but then you've got other people who are going to support you spiritually. And if not, I'd just encourage seeking out those people who can pray for you as you're on shift. The other night, I was having a horrendous night shift with three level three patients, but about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, a worship song just popped into my head out of nowhere. And I just found that so encouraging. So God can do amazing things, even though we're in the middle of a terrible time. So hope that encourages.
It's great to hear those stories, isn't it? And we'd love to hear more from you. If you've got prayer requests, you can email us at prayer@cmf.org.uk. You can get in touch with us about what you're doing. Do check out our website for more blogs and resources and information, including praying with us at 7 o'clock every day on our social media channels. We'll join you next time for more Voices from the Frontline. Bye for now.